Go through some of the lachos of lulav. It'll probably take us 2, maybe 3 days. So just before we start the lachos of lulav, let's discuss the actual anatomy of the lulav. Actually, we look at the lulav. There really are 3 parts we look at in the lachos. There's the shedra, which is the spine where you're holding the lulav facing you. There's a thick green piece of wood in the middle. That's called the shedra. That's the spine of the lulav. There are leaves on the right and on the left of that, and then the shedra finally ends with one leaf going up all the way up to the top. Sometimes it ends with a double two leaves going up to the top, and that's called, that leaf in the middle is referred to in Allah as the tiyamis. Now the reason why it's called tiyamis is because all lulav leaves come as a double leaf. Really, it's there are 2 sides to the leaf. And if you're looking from the other side of the back, you'll see that each leaf really is 2 pieces of a leaf folded over with a crease in the middle, and they're attached all the way. They're attached. The one which is most significant in the halacha, in regards to the issues of the leaves being correct, being shaped properly, etc., is the tiyamis, which could be the 1 or 2 which the shedra ends in, going up to the top. Most halachas which will apply to the tiyamis will apply to the other leaves as well, but only if the majority of the other leaves have this problem. So if I have a problem in the tiyamis, it alone will be problematic. If I have the same problem in the majority of all the leaves, not the tiyamis, it would also be problematic. That's very uncommon. You're not going to be seeing in your lula, which makes it into the moicher, you should not be seeing that every majority of the leaves on one side or the other are having these problems of that sort, so that we're not really going to focus on that issue. The lulav has to be straight. The halacha said the lulav has to be straight. The lulav, which is bent, it's a problem. The bending, if the lulav bends actually towards you, it's not a problem. Even if it bends away or to the side, mikra din, when we're dealing with halacha, the psul of a bend is a very significant type of bend, which again, you would not be seeing coming into your box. It wouldn't fit into the marker's box that they send them in, that type of bend, which would be halachically would be problematic. That being said, there is a hitter that the lulav should be straight. When we say that the lulav should be straight, we mean the shedra. The issue is a bend in the shedra, and the hitter is that the shedra should be straight. So if the shedra is straight, you have a mahrutik lulav. There's a mile beyond that. Even though all the leaves go look straight, etc. But the main thing you're looking at is that the shedra should be straight. Looking on to the. So the tiyamis, let's catch one halacha for today. We'll leave some more for tomorrow. So the first issue was one of the most common issues we have with the tiyamis. The tiyamis is, again, it's the leaf which the shedra ends in going up the top. It's not necessarily the highest leaf. Sometimes it is, many times it is, but it's not always the highest leaf. It's the one which ends in the middle. The reason why the tiyamis halachically is more significant, it's the same thing we had by the esrig, the chaitam, is something which is more visible. So over here, it's more visible, so it's more sensitive in halacha. So if that leaf is split, it can be possible. How much has to be split to be considered possible? So the Shulchan Aruch says if a tefach is split, so if you start from the top of the leaf, and if a tefach down from the top is split already, it means the 2 sides of the leaf are not attached to each other. The crease where they were to be attached has actually split apart between the two. So that's called nistak. If a tefach has split, it's according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not kosher. How big is the tefach? There are different opinions how large a tefach is. If you're dealing with a deraisa issue, on the first day, you want to be yotzei your mitzvah of the aluminium, it's a deraisa issue, you would have to be machmer, that even if the smallest size of a tefach is split, you already have a problem. How much is that? That's about 3 inches. So if 1 inch or 2 inches is split, your lulav is kosher. If 3 inches have split, you should not be using that lulav on the first day of Sukkot. On the remaining, and the second day as well. At the remaining days of Chol HaMoed, a person can rely up to 4 inches. The Gra comes along and says that the shear is not actually totally in a measurement of a tefach, it's totally in the amount of roif. So if you look where the shedra ends, till the top of the tiyamis, if the majority of that is split, then we have a problem that the tiyamis is split, and the lulav is not kosher. So that can be both a kula and a chumra. So if the distance from the top of the shedra to the top of the leaf is 4 inches long, so ready 2 inches is going to be roif. If it's 10 inches long, it's not a roif more than 5 inches. So we're saying 3 inches. Sometimes we'll be saying less, sometimes we're saying more. You should be machmer on both opinions. And if you have a short distance of your tiramis, you should be careful that not the majority should be split. And if it's a longer one, you should not be more than not a tefach should not be split. Mishabura does say that it's preferable to take a lulav which is not split at all. Besides the hitter elements of having a lulav which is not split at all, there's also there's a practical calculation involved, because when you take your lulav, you shake it. And if it's already split, the more you shake it, the more it's going to split. So you might set up with a lulav which, at the beginning of Sukkot, is not split too much, but as the lulav dries a little bit over Yom Tov, and as you shake it, you might end up by the end of Yom Tov with a lulav which has a middle leaf which is split to the point where it not be kosher in halacha. So it's preferable to make sure that the leaf is not split at all. I want to point out that in the case where the tiyamis is not split, or tefach or rive, so it's still kosher maker adin. If you want to put a little bit of glue between the two leaves, make sure that it stays together and doesn't split further, you're allowed to. Once it's split, the majority, putting the glue there does not make it kosher. It doesn't make it back to being kosher. But I would suggest, if you do it, you should ask somebody who's familiar with doing it, because if as you try to put the glue in, you might actually split your leaf more. So it's a sensitive area, and I guess the last point I want to say, just a piece of warning: if you're checking your in the store, you're checking the lulav to make sure that if it's split, etc., you might split it. So be very, very careful, very gentle how you do it, or have somebody who's familiar with doing it to do it for you. That you shouldn't cause to make the lulav puzzle, and that you caused a loss to the person who's selling, that you made the lulav puzzle for him. So you want to be very careful with your hilchos nezikin issues besides your hilchos lulav issues. Have a good